So today is March 29th, 2017, and we're going to do lesson number 61 called Arms in a Circle Above the Head with the Soles of the Feet Facing Each Other. Okay? Awesome. Let's have you lie on your backs. Legs long, arms long. Start off by paying attention to those two points behind your shoulder blades, the two points in your buttocks. Connecting those four points to make a rectangle. Observing and sensing what is your rectangle like today. Is one side longer or shorter? One side might feel raised away from the floor. So just how do things show up today, right? Without having any judgment about what that means. That's kind of the next level, is how can you become aware of yourself without being critical and thinking, oh, well, this is good or bad or right or wrong. It just is what it is today. And the more comfortable we get with our own awareness, the easier it is for change to occur. And then begin to notice your breath and your breathing, your inhalation, your exhalation. Is it pretty shallow today? Do you feel your breath more in your belly or in your chest? And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Excellent. And let's start by bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing. We've done this for the last couple weeks. And slowly starting to tilt your pelvis to flatten it and then to create an arch, just to feel that relationship between your pelvis all the way up your spine to your neck and your head. It's kind of easing into moving gently and slowly. That's it. Good. And then from here, just pause in what would be neutral. And then you're going to allow your knees to go out to the side so that the soles of your feet are together. Okay? Right? So let's just see how that is. We've worked with this over the last several weeks. Our hips, right? The tension. And with your knees out like this, you're going to start to take the right knee, the right thigh, and bring it closer to the mat, which means the left side has to lift up. That's it. So you're going to go over to the right and then come back to the center. You're going to do that a few times. Just feel what that's like. So this creates a rotation, right, in the spine. Right, we've been working with that. So feel what the twist is like on this side. No, you don't think of pushing with the left leg. Just think of the left leg coming up. Okay? That's it. Okay, come back to the center. And let's try now doing the left side. So again, you're thinking that the pelvis is going to roll to the left. Certainly the right leg comes up, but there's no pushing. You're keeping the soles of the feet together. So how is the rotation on this side? Right? And as I've mentioned before in our lessons, for all of us, one side, things are a little easier, or one direction on one side might be a little easier, and then another direction's a little easier. So these are just things to be aware of, because in the awareness they change. And now can you go back and forth? So once to the left, once to the right. That's it. Beautiful. Come to the center, lengthen your legs, and rest. Okay, so from here, you're going to bring your arms above you, resting on the floor above you, and you're going to interlace your hands. Okay, so it's like you're like making almost like a circle above you. So as much as possible, think of a circle. Your elbows aren't straight, but also, Brigitte, lengthen a little bit up. There you go. Think of a circle. I know that the elbows are pointy, so it's not really a circle, but think that way. So your hands aren't on your head, and then they're not overstretched, right? A circle. Okay. And then before we add the legs in, we're just going to do a couple movements with your arms here. So with this circle, can you start to lift the circle away from the floor and then bring it back to the floor? Yeah, so not that much. So bring it away from the floor just like 2 to 3 inches. You don't bring your hands to the ceiling. You just lift enough that you know you're not touching the floor anymore. And as you do this, what happens in your back and then what happens in your core? So we're bringing your core back into this lesson, right? Are you really lifting from your arms? Or does something happen in the core? Just with that small movement of lifting the arms, right? See, if you do a small movement, it becomes really quite obvious. Excellent. Bring your arms down. Let's pause and rest for a moment. Okay, let's bring your arms back up to the same configuration, same position, right? So it's just a very, you can have your hands towards you. That way, that'll be easier. So the palms are towards the top of your head. There you go, Brigitte. Okay, so again, it's a minimal lift. And feel what you do deep down in your core. So feel, do the abs contract first, that the arms lift, and now you're going to add in pressing the hands. And not only pressing the hands, but could you start to think of, could the elbows and shoulders open enough that the elbows could press too? And something else occurs in the lumbar spine. So you go from lift to press. And we've done this before in lessons. That's it, Nance, and then press. and then lift. You got the lift, and now press and get the arch. That's lifting. Now press. Ah! And think of, could you get your elbows to... Why are you suspending your arms in the floor? Press in the floor. I'm like, why are you not pressing?
So lift and then...
Lift, and then the opposite of lift is press. Right? And then again, notice, do you have a preference? Lifting or pressing? Right? Which is easier? Or maybe now that you've done it a few times, they're actually becoming balanced. Okay, let's pause and bring your arms down. Have your arms long by your sides, yep. And just notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, so you're going to bring your arms above you again. You're going to change the interlacing. And now you're going to bring the soles of your feet together. So it gets a little more complicated. We're going to put these two pieces together. Soles of your feet together, knees are open. Okay, so you're going to lift, minimal lift with the arms. Feel the belly pull in. And then minimal press. Arch the lower back. So when you go to lift, really pull the belly in. That's it. So Brigitte, really pull in. Flatten that lower back. I know that's hard for some of you. That's it. Okay, I'd like you to keep your legs like this, but let your arms come down to rest. And from here, could you lift the soles of your feet? Just like you did with your arms. So you're going to let your arms rest. So it's the same kind of lift, right? Just minimal lift and then lower, right? If there's anything that goes to your core, let's hope that this is going to your core, right? Feel how much you have to engage your core, right? Excellent. Let it go and let's rest again. Okay, keeping your arms long, you're going to bring your legs, the soles of your feet together again, knees open. And now you're going to do a movement, I'm going to call it a lateral movement. So keeping the soles of your feet together, you're going to slide your feet to the right, come back to the center, and then slide a little bit to the left, right? So this is a big movement in your waist, right? That's called a lateral movement. So no, you're not rolling the thighs down. Listen to the instruction. Keep your thighs level. You're just sliding your feet. So think of the soles of your feet staying together and slide them over to the right. Nope, that's rolling. And then left. Nope. So that means this is really foreign for you. Slide.
Okay.
Slide. See? You shorten here to do it. You shorten here to do it. So you're sliding. Not lifting, not rolling. That's it. That's it. Then come back to the center. Now I'm going to let you go back to the first movement, which is like the rolling. Taking the right thigh down, and then come to center, and then the left thigh. And just see if this is feeling smoother and easier. Something getting a little bit better. Come back to the center. And now let's try just a couple times lifting the feet again. Use the core, lift and lower. Lift and lower. Excellent. Let it go. Lengthen your legs and let's rest. Okay, so let's bring your arms up again. Create your circle. Interlace your hands comfortably, remember. Bring the soles of your feet together as well. Okay, so we're going to let your legs stay in this position. You're going to go back to lifting the hands and pressing. Are they lighter?
Sure.
Is that lighter now?
So
lift. And lower. And now you're going to add another piece. You're going to lift your head with your arms. So lift and lower and press. So when you lift the head, right, very much like lifting the legs, right, the weight engages your core so much more, doesn't it? And if you're not sure, then separate them again. Try doing just the head without the arms. Leave your arms up there and just lift your head. Nope. Now just lift your head. No arms.
No back.
Okay. Feel that. Then try just the arms and then you try the two of them together. Yeah, I want you to keep your arms up here. I don't want you to lift that much because then you don't get into your back. So it's just this, right? So that forces you, yes, to mm-hmm. really do this. Mm-hmm. You know, otherwise if you do this,
yeah,
you lose that, okay? So just here.
Mm-hmm.
And remember the pressing when you go back down. So do your head once, your arms once, head and arms together. And discover what is different about these three options. Now do the head and the arms together. Really engage your core. Think of your rib cage pulling down towards your belly. Think of your belly pulling up. Beautiful. Let it all go. Straighten your legs. Bring your arms down by your side. Rest. Okay, let's bring your arms up again. Interlace your hands in the non-habitual way, making your circle. They're just going to rest there for a moment. Bring the soles of your feet together. And we're going to go back to lifting both legs and then lowering them. Just see if that's gotten lighter. Just leave the arms up there, leave the head, but are the legs getting lighter? Is your core more engaged? Okay, now the next piece gets a little trickier. Can you lift just the right leg?
So you can set that.
Just the right lifts and bring it back. So when you do this, again, keep your awareness and your attentiveness with your back. So some of you are arching the back now. Right? So the lower back needs to flatten. That's it. Right? But there's a little bit of a contradiction because your arms are up, right? So you have to educate your core. How do the ribs stay up and then you still tighten the core? There you go. Now let's go to the left leg. Oh, so different, right? Right? Feel how it's different. Beautiful. Okay, let's rest it. Lengthen your legs, your arms. Okay, let's bring the soles of your feet together. Your hands once again interlace, creating your circle on the floor above. That's it. And then let's go back to the first movement of rocking the pelvis over to the right. Again, it's like a rocking, rolling, twisting of the spine. The left knee comes up, left thigh. Come back to the center and go to the left, right? And just feel again, how is this twisting of the spine coming along? Is this motion getting easier? So notice, right, you're generating this from the middle part of your spine, right, and the pelvis. Okay, so now you're gonna bring the legs back to center. Please keep the soles of the feet together. And you're gonna think about doing the same things with your arms, your elbows. So think of your elbows like your knees. So let's bring the right elbow down to the floor. No, that's lateral bending. You just did rotation. So bring the right elbow down to the floor and the left elbow up. So how can you create the same movement you were just doing with the spine for the pelvis with the upper body? Okay. Go back to your legs. Try it again with your legs. Feel what you're doing. Feel what this is about. Discover, feel what you're doing. Okay, now let your legs go. Let your legs be long. Let's keep your arms up there. And first imagine how you're going to create this with your arms. And then through your imagination, you start to initiate the movement. Beautiful, Lynn. Right? Nice, Bonnie. That's it, Marlene, right? So I think it's a little easier with the legs long. Right? And I think keep playing with it. What becomes so evident, right, is how easy your spine can rotate the lower part of you. But it's difficult for the upper, right? We've been working with this upper back, how much our upper back is just really stiff in between the shoulder blades, right? This really points it out, right? That's it. Okay, let's rest it.
Whew. Huh? My shoulders are really tired.
Right? Right? So we get so much tighter, you know, from the driving and sitting in front of a computer, this upper back, right, versus what we're doing in the lower, because we're at least walking and getting in and out of cars and moving around with our legs. And so let's try to make it a little easier. So let's create your circle at the ceiling. So interlace your hands over your face towards the ceiling, right? Create your circle. Make it a circle. Elbows are not straight. Circle, right? Now, think of it this way, right? So you're going to bring the right outer arm and elbow to the floor. How do you do that? And then you come back and then you go to the left. Much better. So really, and let your legs be in a V. Some of you have got your legs glued together. So there's these little, not Brigida, not soles of your feet, just in a V. In a V. Straight legs, V. Some of you, right, I'm really going to encourage you. That's a nice word, right? Encourage you to pay more attention to yourself. Why do you do the things that you do? So if your legs are together, if your legs are crossed, that's not a V. Do you know what a V is? So that means spread your feet 2 feet away from each other. The heels are 2 feet apart. So some of you still don't know what that is. Now, did I tell you you could lift your head? So you don't lift your head. Yeah, right? You only lift your head if I indicate. So what does your head do?
It
rolls. That's right. That's it. So can you roll all the way so that you've got the whole outer arm on the floor? That's it. And elbow. But you don't straighten the arms. You keep the circle. Keep the circle. Okay, so let's keep on trying this. And now bring the soles of your feet together, knees apart, just like you did a moment ago, Brigida. Yes. So go back to this position. Now continue the arms.
It's hard.
But keep your legs quiet, right? You were able to keep the upper body quiet when you did the legs. That's nice, Nancy. Now you guys are getting it. Twist the upper back. Twist those shoulder blades, right? One lifts off and the other press. Excellent. Now, as you continue to go, can you go a little longer? Or do we need a break? Let's break. Okay, let's take a rest. So you can imagine the next movement, because the next movement, you're going to start with your arms, right? They're like in front of you like this, but you're, as you roll, they're going to gradually come above you. But you're only going to make the changes as you can maintain touching the outer part of your elbow and arm, right? No, I don't want to do it again. Because you guys look at me and it's really difficult because you still have challenges translating me standing here and you lying on the floor, and what does that mean? So it messes you all up. Bring your arms to the ceiling. Make your circle. Bring the soles of the feet together. Now, start your motion with your arms. The legs and pelvis are quiet. And as you do, you bring the arms slowly above you. Don't be in a hurry, right? So that they're eventually touching the floor above you. And then you're still rolling. You're still twisting the upper body, right? And if it makes you feel any better, I added these different things in because it was really hard for me in the beginning. So now you're going to doing some lateral bending, which is fine, but make sure you rotate. That's it, like that.
See, the left is real easy.
That's it, Lynn.
Left is easy. Right.
That's it, Corinne. Okay, slow it down. Let's lengthen the legs and arms and rest. Oh. But just really rest. Observe for yourself, where does your attention go? Right? Do you just start to drift off to things that you need to do or what your day's like? Or can you stay with the experience of how you're resting on the floor? And can you take yourself through examining yourself? So every time we have a pause and a rest, it's an opportunity to go, how am I now? What's changed? What feels different? How do the shoulder blades rest now?
Different.
Very different, right?
My arms want to turn up now instead.
Okay, so let's keep your legs long in a slight V. You guys are all good. Yeah, slight V. Bring your arms to the circle above you on the floor. Let's go back to the earlier movement. So Lynn on the floor above the head. Yep. Okay. And let's go back to lifting the arms and lowering the arms. So see if you feel now not only the core. Nope. Don't go all the way to the ceiling. Remember the earlier movement. You just barely lift. Nope. 2 inches. Lift and then press. Lift, press. So now feel how much more of the shoulder, deep inside the shoulder joint, you've got some things coming along, right? So you've got the core, but can you now start to press the outside of the elbows, the outside of the whole arm? So that means something is freeing up deep inside the shoulder joints. Now add your head into the motion. So you lift your head and then you press the head with the arms. That's it. Yeah. Up. Now take your head out of it. Go back just to the arms. And now you're going to leave your arms up there and just do your head. Right? So for some of you, this is really hard. Leave your arms up. You're just going to do your head. So when you lift your head, and I've mentioned this to you before, there should be a slight tuck of your chin. Some of you try to lift your head, keeping your head completely parallel to the ceiling. And if you do that, it's really hard to get the core involved. And if you're not sure, try both ways. So, like Lynn, you do a great job. Lynn automatically brings the chin a little bit towards the chest. So now try it without it. Feel how much harder that is. Feel what happens in your throat. Okay, so when you learn something like this, right, part of coming in here and learning something, remembering and storing it away, go, oh, that feels yucky in my throat. Now, I know there's a few of you that that's your habit. So you don't think that you feel it in your throat. You know, you don't know that. So now I'm telling you. So let the chin, let it soften. Get, and that means also it leads to, if you're using your throat, you can't use your core. That leads to why you might have some shoulder impingements. So now a few of you know who I'm talking to. Right? Okay. So let's alternate. Let's just do a little bit more. Go back to the arms, keeping the head down. Lift and then press. Just the arms. Marlene, that's your arms and head. Yeah, try to let your head stay down. Beautiful, Brigida. And then press back. Press those elbows. No, you're doing great. That's it. Okay, let's let that rest. I know, tiring. Oh! Okay, so we're going to do the soles of the feet together. We're going to bring the arms, making the circle, interlace your fingers in the non-habitual way. Get yourself comfy. Now we're going to lift everything together. So you're going to lift head, arms, feet, and then press. So it's a small lift. Right? Some of you want to lift more. I know. You want to go into momentum. Stay with core. Right? The feet lift 2-3 inches. The head and arms 2-3 inches. That's it, Nancy. But you still can tuck the chin. Just because you do a small lift, that's it. So feel the whole core. Excellent. And you lift on the exhale. And then when you lower back down, you inhale. Good. Now, can you do just the arms and the legs? Leave your head on the ground. Still breathe. That's it. Leave your head out of it. Now leave your arms out of it. Can you do your head and your legs? Yep, leave your arms back. This is an important one. Something changes deep inside the shoulder joint. Legs and head. Pull that belly. Tighten that core. Yes. Okay, and now just the legs. Leave the head and arms down. That's going to feel just like easy breezy. That feels like nothing now. Right? How could have that been so hard in the beginning? That's it. Now, keep your legs down and do just the arms. Ah, that's coming along, isn't it? Better. Excellent. Let's let it all go and rest again. And maybe let's bend your knees. Go back to the very first movement with your knees up, your feet on the floor. Right, just tilting the pelvis a little bit. Remember, your feet are never together. They're lined up with your sit bones. And go at this movement very gentle and slowly, right? Because the slower that you go, the more you can observe what's changed, right? Just feel how the range, how much larger your range is of flattening and arching than it was before.
Especially
how,
arching.
Right? Something huge happened in your spine. Feel that, right? Yeah, it's amazing how much more range. Before in the beginning, it was so stiff and tight, but now I usually want a mouse to go under your lower back, and now it can be a ground squirrel. That's it. And just feel the quality of smoothness. Feel how you can feel the arch go all the way up in between the shoulder blades. Right, Lynn? That's right. Usually you guys are just arching in the lower back, but when you arch, feel it goes all the way up there now. Yeah. Excellent. And let's rest it again. Okay, so let's come back to it one more time. Soles of your feet together, making your circle above your head, right? We're going to start with everything together lifting. Head, arms, and legs. Lift and lower. And then press, right? So think of pressing and you get that arch in the upper back. So if some of you didn't feel that before, it's the pressing. So can you get the whole outer arm and elbow to press? And thinking of your feet pressing into the ground, that helps, right? And then lift everything. Lift and press. That's it. And then lift and then press. Excellent. Now let's keep your arms up. Let's do just your head and your legs. So keep your arms on the floor. Think of pressing your arms as you lift your head. And remember, Bonnie, look this way. Those of you that want to look towards the ceiling, right, you lock your throat up. Look towards your groin. Keep the arms up. Marlene, press the hands in the back of the arms into the floor. Lift the legs and the head. That's it. Beautiful. Let's just do it two more times. Okay, and then you're going to lift just the legs. Now, can you alternate? Once lift the legs, once lift the head and the arms. But, Bonnie, let your jaw relax. There you go. That's it. Now, keep your head on the ground and alternate lifting your legs and your arms. Once the legs, once the arms. Leave the arms there and alternate lifting once the legs and once the head. Beautiful. Okay. Now you're thoroughly confused. Let it all go, and let's rest. And just sense and feel how you're lying on the floor now. how much has changed. This was such a beautifully potent lesson for so many of you, because I know several of you have some shoulder issues, arm issues, scapula, upper back issues, neck issues, right? And the difficulty of this lesson really asks things to change. I know it's not a super easy lesson, but again, just feel what's been done there. And it might just, you know, sometimes the experience when things change, and I know that we would like to always understand it, but sometimes when a really profound change has happened, you don't understand it at all. All that you do know is it feels completely foreign and different. And you don't need to worry about defining the foreignness, right? Don't worry about that. It'll come. You need to trust that. That's a great place to be. Gently and slowly roll your head a little bit to the right and left. See how that feels. And then from there, you're going to take your time and you're going to slowly come to sitting and then standing to see how you feel from this lesson now in standing.